Hi there. Welcome to episode number 132 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 8, John 15, and Psalm 54 from the New English Translation. Deuteronomy chapter 8. You must keep carefully all these commandments I am giving you today, so that you may live, increase in number, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord has promised to your ancestors. Remember the whole way by which he has brought you these 40 years through the desert, so that he might, by humbling you, test you to see if you have it within you to keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you by making you hungry, and then feeding you with unfamiliar manna. He did this to teach you that humankind cannot live by bread alone, but also by everything that comes from the Lord's mouth. Your clothing did not wear out, nor did your feet swell all these 40 years. Be keenly aware that just as a parent disciplines his child, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you must keep his commandments, live according to his standards, and revere him. For the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of brooks, springs, and fountains flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat food in plenty and find no lack of anything, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. You will eat your fill and then praise the Lord your God because of the good land he has given you. Be sure you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am giving you today. When you eat your fill, when you build and occupy good houses, when your cattle and flocks increase, when you have plenty of silver and gold, and when you have abundance of everything, be sure you do not feel self-important and forget the Lord your God who brought you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery, and who brought you through the great, fearful desert of venomous serpents and scorpions, an arid place with no water. He made water flow from a flint rock and fed you in the desert with manna, which your ancestors had never before known, so that he might, by humbling you, test you, and eventually bring good to you. Be careful not to say, "My own ability and skill have gotten me this wealth." You must remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who gives ability to get wealth. If you do this, he will confirm his covenant that he made by oath to your ancestors, even as he has to this day. Now if you forget the Lord your God at all and follow other gods, worshiping and prostrating yourselves before them, I testify to you today that you will surely be annihilated. Just like the nations the Lord is about to destroy from your sight, so he will do to you because you would not obey him. John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit. You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a branch and dries up. And such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and are burned up. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is honored by this, that you bear much fruit and show that you are my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because the slave does not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have revealed to you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, to love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. However, because you do not belong to the world, but I chose you out of the world, for this reason the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they obeyed my word, they will obey yours too. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But they no longer have any excuse for their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father too. If I had not performed among them the miraculous deeds that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen the deeds and have hated both me and my Father. Now this happened to fulfill the word that was written in their law. They hated me without reason. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. Psalms chapter 54. O God, deliver me by your name. Vindicate me by your power. O God, listen to my prayer. Pay attention to what I say, for foreigners attack me. Ruthless men who do not respect God seek my life. Selah. Look, God is my deliverer. The Lord is among those who support me. May those who wait to ambush me be repaid for their evil. As a demonstration of your faithfulness, destroy them. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. Surely he rescues me from all trouble, and I triumph over my enemies. May God bless the reading of his word. Jesus had a good reminder for us today. He said, starting in verse 18 of John 15, If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, because I chose you out of the world, for this reason the world hates you. Have you experienced that? Have you been laughed at or scorned because you were a believer? Consider that a good thing. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a bumper sticker or a t-shirt or something that asked the question, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? My friend, let's give the world a mountain of evidence. Let there be no doubt that we believe and that this belief has made a difference in our lives. Sound good? Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.